Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chof. We're learning Siman Yud Gimel. So the Chayyim raises a question in a case where a person does not want the thing to become fully heated, but dafka not. Is there any type of heter? He just wants it to warm slightly. So, and that's it. We said before, there's a concern that a person might forget and leave it there. Something which has been heated already. So, according to many opinions, in Bishul Achar Bishul, and his goal really isn't that he wants it to become hot. He doesn't want it to become too hot. He just wants it to warm it up. In that situation, is that mutter? So, Chayyim says, according to the even though it's fully cooled, and we would say we should be machmer that there's a concern of Bishul Achar Bishul. Because it's fully cooled, but since he does not want it to become cooked, he wants it just to warm, and he will not leave it there. He'll be careful not to leave it there. So the concern that he might forget, which is this isur d'rabbanan, that you can't put it there because you're afraid you might forget, and something which arguably is really already cooked, according to many rishonim, he says you can be makel when it's a tzarek gadol. There's a real need that a person can be makel to do that. So a person could put something to warm in a place where it could get the yatzah lettuce bow, something which has been previously cooked, fully cooled, in a place where it can get the yatzah lettuce bow, when he plans to remove it before it gets the yatzah lettuce bow, when it's a tzarek gadol. That's the point that he says. Now, that's the middle section of Siman Yud Gimel. Let's skip down to the end of Siman Yud Gimel. He raises a new question. So you're putting something to warm, and we have to be concerned that as it warms, so there is some liquid which is on it, which will start to liquefy and take a piece of chicken, which is fully cooked, and it's dry. It says Dabar Yavish, and it's fully cooked. So we said by Dabar Yavish, if it's fully cooked, even if it is cooled totally, we hold it in Bishul Achar Bishul. Person has a kugel, a potato kugel, a lakshon kugel. It's fully cooked. There's no problem reheating it. A person has chicken, and no problem reheating it. So he says, what about the concern of the liquid which is on it? So as the chicken cools, a certain amount of the gravy, fat, etc., which congeals on it. It's fatty. It's primarily a dry item, even though it's fatty. For example, if you have roasted meat, or mili milyosa was that they would have a type of a knish, which had fat inside of it. Even though as it warms, a certain amount of the fattiness will liquefy and flow out. It'll become oily. It'll convert from fat into oil, and it will flow out. Is mutter. So that's not a problem. A small amount is not a problem. A large amount would be a different story, but a small amount he does not see as being problematic. That's the first point that he says over here in this last piece. The second point he says is avobaso mevushel. If that's a case of something which was fully cooked, it's dry, and it was roasted originally. So as you reheat it a second time without liquid, because obviously you can't reheat it with liquid, you have a problem with warming the liquid. So the case with definition is you're reheating it in a way that it's dry. So we have to be concerned about the problem that that's considered like an act of tzli, of roasting something. Well, it's already roasted, saying tzliya achar tzliya. But avol basar mevushel, if it was meat which has been cooked. So now we have a problem. So we mentioned before that there's a problem with tzliya achar bishul. We did mention then that the Chazon Ish says if it's going to just heat up but not come to a new flavor of tzli, it's not warm enough in that spot, even if it sits there for a while, to convert into a flavor of roasted. It's just going to feel like dried out, warmed up, cooked items. So that's not a problem, and that's a psak that a person can rely on. So with this, we finished the Klal Yud Gimel. We have to go on to Klal Yud Aleph, but I was reminded that I had said I'm going to discuss ladles, and I have not clarified the psak on ladles. So from the next year, we will go back and talk about the status of ladles in regards to Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, and then move on to Klal Yud, to Simon Yud Aleph. Have a good day.